Unit 12. Physics. Reading 1. Roller coasters. When most people visit an amusement park, the first thing they think about is the roller coasters. As technology develops, roller coasters become more and more death-defying. You may not be aware of it as you're hurtling around the track at thrilling speeds, but a coaster has no engine. Your car is pulled to the top of the first hill at the beginning of the journey, but after that, the roller coaster must complete the ride on its own. It is the conversion of potential energy into kinetic energy that powers the roller coaster, and all of the necessary kinetic energy is in place once the coaster descends the first hill. The higher in the air the coaster gets, the further the distance gravity can pull it down. This potential energy built up by ascending the hill can be released as kinetic energy going down the hill. Gravity takes over and applies a downward force on the coaster, and potential energy transforms to kinetic energy. The tracks function to channel the force that has built up. If they slope down, the car accelerates, and if they tilt up, gravity applies a downward force on the back of the roller coaster, slowing it down. Once you're on your journey, certain wheels cause friction to control movement toward either side of the track, resulting in a loss of energy. Air resistance, which acts in the opposite direction of motion, prevents roller coasters from going too fast and helps them to stop. By the time the coaster is approaching the end of the track, its energy is almost completely gone. With the aid of special air brakes, the car finally comes to a halt. Reading 2. White noise. White noise occurs when you take all the possible frequencies of a sound that a human can hear and combine them together. The word white is used to describe this noise because white light consists of all the different colors of light combined together. In a similar way, white noise is a fusion of all the different sound tones playing at the same time. Since white noise contains all the possible frequencies of sound, it is often used as a method to mask unwanted sounds and noises. This works because the human ear can only distinguish a few sounds at one time, and any additional sounds cannot be heard above the white noise. For example, if you have a noisy neighbor in the next room to you, turn on a fan, as it's a good approximation of white noise. In effect, you are adding 1,000 voices to the voice next door. So now, you won't be able to hear the voice of your neighbor. White noise also has many practical applications for everyday life. It can be used in the workplace to drown out distracting office sounds and chatting colleagues, allowing you to focus on your own work. Another popular use of white noise is as a sleeping aid. A white noise generator, such as a CD, can block unwanted sounds, such as the snoring of partners, leading to better rest for people suffering from a lack of sleep. Most importantly, perhaps, white noise can provide relief for people suffering from tinnitus, which is a condition in which a person hears ringing or hissing in the ears. By using a white noise generator, the ringing or hissing can be covered. This allows the sufferer to escape the symptoms of tinnitus and sleep, study, or work.